Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Well, one thing remains crazy for me, and that's Terry Bradshaw. He had a lot to say, and we cover a little bit of that to get going this morning. First, how he felt, a couple different clips, how he felt, and good get by Ron and by Joe to get Terry Bradshaw. First, how he felt on the current Steelers quarterback, Ben Roethlisberger.
I would give it to Ben. I mean, his numbers far exceed mine. I may have more Super Bowls, but he is a much better quarterback.
Okay, and a little more from Terry on Big Ben.
I wasn't bad in my era, but he's a big, strong, accurate, puts up monstrous numbers, and he's won two Super Bowls.
All right, so he went on to say a lot of different things. We'll detail a little bit of that this morning. We'll also take your calls at 412-928-9370. I'm just going to be frank right here. I hear Terry Bradshaw talk, and a lot of times he's just turned into a cartoon character for me. He's so wishy-washy that here's what I'm waiting for. I'm waiting for him to go on a national outlet in what, it's Good Friday. So this will happen, I don't know, Tuesday, Wednesday or whatever. And it wouldn't stun me. It wouldn't surprise me. Actually, I expect it at some point for him to go on middle of next week, even late next week, and be like, you know, Ben Roethlisberger, I'm 10 times better the quarterback that dude ever was. If there's one thing that Terry Bradshaw has been in his post-playing career, it's been wildly inconsistent. That's why I just, when the guy talks for me, he's like a carnival barker. I don't know. I pay attention to him because he's the four-time Super Bowl champion quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers. But more than that, he's just kind of turned into a wishy-washy loon for me, Chris.
Yeah, I look at it this way. It's, if we were just talking about a guy who had won four Super Bowls for the Pittsburgh Steelers way back in the day, maybe we'd look at what he says and take it with a little bit more legitimacy. But Terry, over the years, whether it's because he's been trying to play off of the yokel caricature of his personality, whether it's because he's been trying to get eyeballs on Fox's pregame show, whatever the reason has been, he's always been a guy who, I can't take much of what he says regarding football anymore seriously, which is, again, when you're talking about a guy who's won four Super Bowls, it's disappointing that you look at his opinion sometimes and you go, I just don't know. I don't know if I look at his opinion as any more informed on anything than anything any other talking head on television has to say. And I kind of look at him as just a guy who's got his opinion today. And like you said, it may change tomorrow or next week or next month. And you kind of just take it as another random opinion in the world of sports. And it doesn't get the weight that it probably should get of a four-time Super Bowl champion, because you never know which way he's going to go and how much sense he's going to make with what he's saying.
When I hear Terry Bradshaw speak in Pittsburgh, and he does this radio interview, and he is undeniably one of the greatest quarterbacks who ever lived, just by virtue of how many Super Bowls that he won. I just wonder, because I don't live in these places, and I don't consume their media probably as much as I should, and it just doesn't, it's not for me. Like, I'm a Pittsburgh radio host. But I wonder when Montana speaks in the Bay, or when Marino speaks in South Florida, or when Favre speaks in Green Bay, or even Elway speaks in Denver, or you have Staubach speaks in the Dallas area. And again, the team stuff, nobody really has won as much as Terry. But whenever you have those guys, are they met with a deeper sense of reverence than what Terry is met with in Pittsburgh? It's just kind of like, oh, and it's a great gift, but, oh, Terry's on the radio. When it should be, if you won four Super Bowls, everybody should stop what they're doing, I think, and be like, wow, the four-time Super Bowl champion is about to – like when Troy Polamalu comes on, everybody stops what they're doing and listens.
Right. Yeah, and that's what I'm
– go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. I just – that's what I mean by I don't know – I don't know if his voice and his opinion carries the kind of weight that a four-time Super Bowl champion quarterback should, because of – you know, whether it be the way he presents his opinion sometimes, or because his opinions do change wildly in some cases, that you can't really you mentioned all those guys, Montana in the Bay, Marino in Miami, Staubach in Dallas, all these guys, even Aikman in Dallas. Those guys speak, and they're listened to, and they're taken seriously. And Terry just, I don't think, is by anybody, let alone us here in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, it really is it's an interesting dynamic. We get to a little bit more of what he has to say. You mentioned Terry in Pittsburgh, and we tell you how he feels about Pittsburgh. We go over that and wonder, is this true or is it not? Okay, Terry Bradshaw caught up with his old friend Ron Cook and Joe Starkey as well, and he had this to say about the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I may question Mike Tomlin, which I did. I may question Ben, which I did. But for the most part, I'd say 98% of everything I say about Pittsburgh is good. And I do that intentionally. I do that because I love the city, and I love the team, and I love the players. I love the black and gold.
Okay, that was about the team. What does he have to say about the city?
I have no problems with Pittsburgh. Absolutely. I love going back to the city. It feels good when I'm there. People don't know I'm there, but I've been there several times. It just feels good.
Okay, I guess I believe it, you know. And we'll get into a little bit of the meat with him and Tom Brady a little bit later on. But, Terry's what, 71 years old maybe? Something like
Jesus.
That? 71, wow. 72 years old. He's got to be. He's got to be just doing the math real quick in my head. I don't know if any amends needs to be made. It feels like one of those things that you go through life and you get to the end of it maybe, or – you know, and it's just, well, it was what it was. I think that's always going to be the answer with Terry Bradshaw and the Pittsburgh Steelers and Terry Bradshaw and the city. Not everything needs to be rosy. Not everything needs to be the greatest thing ever. It's just going to be one of those things. It was what it was. And that's where we're going to be with it.
Yeah, it's like a detente between two exes that didn't necessarily have anything terrible go down between them. And, who was it? Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin, the dude from Coldplay, who co-parent now. They got divorced, and they still get along, and they're still friends. They're just not married anymore. It's the Bradshaw-Pittsburgh relationship is always going to be sort of at a strange arm's length. I know there's a lot of us, I'll speak for myself, a lot of Steelers fans who will always be a little turned off, and I know he addressed it during the interview yesterday with Joe and Ron, who always be a little bit turned off that he didn't come back for either Chuck Knoll's funeral or either the Chiefs' funeral or Dan Rooney's funeral. Those kind of things, I don't know. I'm a big believer in paying your respects to someone who may have been important in your life and or career. It sounds like it's not for him, that he's not a fan of attending those sorts of events. But nonetheless, for whatever reason, it's just that's always going to bother me with him. But I don't begrudge Terry Bradshaw, because I think he's always going to be a guy who I think does speak whatever is on his mind at that moment in time. Like, I don't think he sits and thinks about what he's going to say, but that's also part of the problem sometimes.
Yeah, you know, I got to thinking a little bit more about what I said last segment about the reverence with which he speaks. And I just, you know, when someone comes on the radio, like if Mel Blunt comes on the radio, I stop what I'm doing and listen.
There's weight to it.
If Troy comes on the radio, I stop what I'm doing and listen. If Jack Ham comes on, he does radio quite a bit, I stop what I'm doing, I make sure to tune in. If Terry Bradshaw does, I make sure to tune in, and I come away from it a lot of times like disappointed, like it's a carnival act. It will always blow my mind as someone who is in between those eras. I'm kind of in between the Bradshaw and the Ben era. I'm too young to have understood the Bradshaw era. I'm in the right in the vortex in the sweet spot of the Ben era, but I'm kind of not somebody that just Ben was totally my quarterback. I lived through Mark Malone. I lived through all that stuff.
Yeah.
But with Bradshaw, it still will always blow me away that a man accomplished that much and there's like not a statue. There's not a street. There's not these people lined out that like Elway, if you go to Denver, he is the man. Favre, if you go to Green Bay, he is the guy. Pittsburgh, you come to Pittsburgh, and maybe because there's a lot of other sports heroes and football heroes, but Bradshaw to some people is the man, but to a lot of people, he just kind of folds right into everybody else. And when you're the quarterback and win four times, you'd think this dude should walk on water here.
Yeah, and I think a lot of it is, like you said, there's a lot of other figures from those teams that are just as, if not more, mythical, who had just as much, if not more, to do with those championships. So he kind of gets rolled into the fold with all those. And then I think a large part of it, too, is just his post-playing career and the fact that it's hard to take him very seriously. And I don't think, I'll be honest, I think Terry's probably fine with that because I don't think Terry takes too much of himself or his life way too seriously. And that's just his personality.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.